Josh.
Hi, Miyuki Okirante here. Welcome to Earshot. There's been a lot of commentary since the federal election about coal mining and jobs in Australia.
It's clear here in Queensland there has been a high-vis revolution.
How looks Queensland?
But the debate in rural Queensland is more nuanced than what we've generally heard, and people are choosing unpredictable sides of the political divide.
How about we go into the city and dig a big hole there? What would happen? I know what would happen. People would be up in arms. But you can come out here, throw 50 or 60 farmers off their land and say, we're going to put a mine here.
People are pretty conservative in the local area, trying to organise a group to fight against something like a mine or something like that. People lose some of their conservatism and say, no, we do have to do something about this.
Nicola van der Weddering is a coal geologist. She grew up in Kingaroy, a town that's divided by a proposed coal mine and a mystery. Let's head to coal country.
There are lots of mysteries hidden in rural Australia, from Aboriginal tales of the elusive Yowie to urban legends of roaming outback serial killers. But some of these stories are far less sensational, at least at first glance. About 220 kilometres northwest of Brisbane, sitting on the side of a lonely, unremarkable stretch of highway, is a billboard. A billboard with no name, no contact number, not even the stamp of a sign company. And even the locals have no idea where it came from.
Do you know anything about that sign?
No, I don't, and I've tried to find out, but I don't know.
It's got no one's name on it, so no one wants to own it. And it's not really true.
I'd like to tear it down.
The billboard says, more mines, more jobs, more future. I'm from a coal family. I grew up around some of Queensland's biggest power stations and the coal mines that fed them. In 2002, our family moved to the rural Queensland town of Kingaroy, just 5 minutes from the mysterious billboard. My dad worked as an engineer at the local power station, Tarong, which is built all but on top of a small coal mine that's 25 kilometres from town. Kingaroy is famous for two things. The first, its red soils, used to grow mainly peanuts and legumes. There's still a rusting novelty cutout of a peanut and a bean in the local Rotary Park that reads, I'm the nut that's been to Kingaroy. The second thing you may know about Kingaroy is its conservatism. It's in the federal electorate of Maranoa, the most conservative electorate in the country. Even Gina Reinhart feels at home here. She sponsors the local Christmas light competition. Kingaroy also has a youth unemployment rate of almost 30%. For the past 5 years, the community's been divided over a proposed coal mine right on the outskirts of town. It's been a particular point of contention for local business owners.
We need businesses and we need jobs here. All our kids are having to leave town. So, you know, I feel bad for the farmers, but I think we need some positives for the community. Otherwise, we're just, you know, losing everything. There's three stores in the shopping centre that are closing in the next month. You know, we need something to keep the town alive. Overall, it'll be better for everybody. You know, well, majority of people anyway.
I can't see the bonus and how it would assist Kingaroy. I believe in mining, but its location would need to be further from the township of Kingaroy. Environmentally, it would just make another mess and take away some very good farmland, so it would have a negative effect on agriculture.
I think it's wonderful. The town needs it. I'm in full support of it.
Do most of your customers, they're also for it or against it? Or
majority, yes. Majority, yes, but then you also have that minority that follow the minority group.
The minority group is the Kingaroy Concerned Citizens, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think of those guys?
They can be a bit harsh. They're not looking at the big picture. They're not looking at the future. Sometimes change is hard to do.
Driving into town, it's not hard to notice the mysterious billboard isn't the only sign in this area. The landscape's dotted with smaller placards placed on trees and fences and hammered into that red dirt on the side of the road. The biggest one reads, proposed coal mine, just 2.5 minutes this way, and underscored in bold red text, "No way." The signs were put up by a group of locals, mostly farmers, whose land borders the proposed mine. John Dalton is their spokesperson.
I toured in Brisbane for a couple of years and out in Longreach, but we fell in love with Kingaroy, I think, after driving through it, and my wife worked here for a while. We were struck by the sheer beauty of the place, and I always thought I'd love to come back and live here one day. So when we left Longreach, we bought this place back in 1984, so that's about 35 years ago, and it was a bare peanut paddock then. And we built a simple house and changed it from a bare peanut paddock to trying to replant a whole lot of the native scrub that was here prior to that, and we love it here. I think the community has reacted very intelligently about this mine. The fact that we have a coal mine out at Tarong, which services Stanwell's power station and their needs out there, and appreciates the value of that. However, when this mine came along, I think people could see in a flash that you had a coal mine that was, you probably couldn't pick a worse place for it, and therefore their reaction was completely different. People couldn't see the need for it, like it wasn't proposed to be going straight into our local power station. The fact that it was close to town, that it was in prime agricultural land, that it was, you'd look at it, it was in your face. And therefore, it was always going to be difficult for the company to sell that idea. I think people see it for what it is. And I think in a way, what you're seeing here is probably reflected all over Australia, and that is farmers, who you might think of as being quite conservative, are very comfortable to speak out. Well, certainly no radical sort of a environmental group. I mean, the average age of the group is probably on the wrong side of 50. You know, most people here are conservative voters, and they are very comfortable to hang out and be a part of Kingaroy Concerned Citizens Group.
Besides peanuts, there's another reason you may have heard of Kingaroy.
Mr. Bjelke-Petersen, it seems to me that your early years began as a battle against poverty and a hostile environment. Is that the way you see it?
Yes, it was a very, very difficult youth. We were pioneers. There was standing bush and scrub everywhere, for mile upon mile upon mile, and no roads and no Kingaroy.
Queensland's former Premier, Joe Bjelke-Petersen, and his wife, Flo, will have a direct view of the mine from their resting place. The fence line of the family property where they're buried is right next to the proposed mine. Conservative politics runs in the family. Their son, John Bjelke-Petersen, a few years ago was the leader of Queensland's branch of the Palmer United Party, but he's also a member of the group fighting against this mine. John still lives and works on the family farm.
Our property here and our farm has been in the family since 1913, is when the family moved onto this property. I've sort of taken over from my father and been developing it and sort of endeavouring to keep it in the family for future generations. Yeah, you know, I've got a vested interest in this particular mine as far as the fact that you know, it's right next door to us. Obviously against the mine as far as the fact that its location. The fact that, you know, we're in the prime agricultural land, we have probably the most diversified cropping area in this state, if not this country, as far as what we can grow because of our climate, because of our soil types that we have here. Well, I certainly don't want a mine coming in and taking up some of the best soil, best country. We need to keep growing, do what we do best in this region, and that's grow crops and food for Australia and for export.
Right now, the whole town is holding its breath, waiting for various approvals that would allow the company, Morton Resources, to go ahead with the mine, with just the signs and the mysterious billboard to remind the locals that something might be coming.
The sad part about all this is the fact that, you know, it's been going on for years now, and we haven't got to the end of it as yet. The government won't make a decision relating to it, or they just give them more time. The unfortunate thing is that there are people that live within that mine whose lives are on hold until the government puts an end to it.
You might not know this if you live in the city, but anywhere in Australia, when you buy property, you may own the land, but not what's underneath it. Because of this, Nerilee O'Sullivan has had more than a decade of conflict with mining operators because there's coal right under her farm.
Oh, it's had a massive effect on our lifestyle. Some of the points that I'd like to mention is the time involved in meeting with people. It's just been massive, and that's taken time away from our farm and from what we're supposed to be doing and making decisions and family life. All of it, like every aspect of our life, has been affected as a result of this constant fighting. Just infrastructure decisions has been incredibly hard to make. Do you spend the money building sheds, keeping, restoring the house, all of that sort of thing, fixing fences, or do you think, oh, what's the point? So there's not any area of our life that it has not affected and still continues to affect. So the human cost is essentially massive.
Before there was a mine proposed here, there was an underground coal gasification plant. UCG isn't like fracking or coal seam gas extraction. It's a much more destructive process where coal is burnt in situ, many tens or hundreds of metres under the ground. The burnt coal releases gases, which are then siphoned off, compressed and sent to market. Nerilee's husband, Damien O'Sullivan, remembers the day that Cougar Energy came calling.
Well, within about 3 or 4 months of us arriving here, there was a group turned up and they said they wanted to start drilling here because they had a underground coal gasification plans for the local area, and because the coal was really deep and of low quality, they thought it was an ideal location to be able to do that, and they wanted to start straight away on that process, which they did in the next few months.
It's supposed to be a cleaner, greener way to convert coal into energy. Underground coal gasification, or UCG, is being trialled at 3 sites in Queensland. But one company near Kingaroy has been ordered to shut down its operations after low levels of carcinogenic chemicals were detected in an aquifer. The state government.
Back home, a coal gasification company whose South Burnett plant was shut down in January has been charged with 3 counts of breaching environmental authority conditions. Last year, traces of cancer-causing chemicals were found in.
That was in 2010, almost a decade ago. The O'Sullivan family live about a kilometre away from the old UCG site, once operated by Cougar Energy. And it's not hard to understand why they mistrust mining companies after the contamination of the groundwater right under their feet.
Well, it's like someone turning up on your front doorstep and saying, I've got a permit to run a hot dog stand in the front of your front yard for the next 10 years or
And the government
something
says
like
we
that.
Can? Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll give you a bit of a pittance as a payment for it. Mm. And I've often thought I'd like to set up a hot dog stand in the front yard of one of the politicians and say, well, sorry, this is what it's like. You've got someone using your property that you've invested in for their business.
So we were quite relieved, of course, when it was over, and we were hopeful that it was all going to come to an end, but once again, not totally confident because we knew they still had the lease.
UCG was finally banned in Queensland in 2016. That was 6 years after the failure of Cougar Energy's pilot project. But the damage to the trust of the local community, particularly the farmers who live near the UCG site, was already done. But what's that got to do with Moreton Resources, a proposed coal mine, or the mysterious billboard? Well, after an unsuccessful bid by Cougar Energy to sue the Queensland state government in 2013, the shareholders of Cougar Energy were left with a debt of more than $8 million to the ATO. So Cougar Energy shareholders decided to appoint a new CEO and change the company's name. So in 2013, Cougar Energy relisted on the ASX as Moreton Resources, the company who planned to develop an open-pit coal mine within the same community that was exposed to their failed UCG operation.
We've had a couple of meetings in town, public meetings in town, and had huge, up to 800 people. And at both those occasions, we've had very few people willing to put up their hand to say that they're for it. I think at one meeting we had one person put up their hand. There were very few, anyone that was for the proposal.
I also found people were reluctant to go on record supporting the mine. Even the local radio station, 4SB, wouldn't allow me to play you the ads that Morton Resources have been running, promoting jobs and keeping young people in town, telling locals they'll be able to skateboard to their new jobs at the mine. Whether they admit it or not, it seems the community is deeply divided.
If you were to sort of have an estimate around this sort of community, would you say most people are for it or most people are against it?
I think 50-50 at the moment. A lot of people are coming on board, maybe not because it's a coal mine, but the reason they're coming on board is because it's going to bring industry and it's going to bring population if the mine goes ahead. All I know is since I've been here, and I've been here 9 years, I've watched Kingaroy slowly die, and it's dying every day.
So I think a few years ago, about 8 or 9 years ago, there was a Cougar Energy came and did the gas testing. Do you know anything about that?
Well, I used to own shares in them. I still do own shares in them, actually.
A number of locals told me that they own shares in what was Cougar Energy and now Morton Resources.
Well, the interesting thing is, though, that we've had shareholders ring up here and abuse us because we're trying to close the thing down. And so you've got these naive investors that think, read and believe everything that the company puts out, and then gets upset when you're publicly noted as saying something against the company. These people have got this very speculative mining project, and it's holding a lot of people's lives to ransom because they can't move on or do what they want to do.
It's local landholders versus shareholders, with the unemployed stuck in the middle. But not one of them seems to know who put that billboard up.
And it seems like a weird question, but between Kingaroy and Nanango, there's that big sign that's more mines, more jobs, more future. Do you know anything about that sign?
No, I don't, and I've tried to find out, but I don't know. So there's obviously a group who are pro that, and don't get me wrong, this region does need jobs.
So you reckon it's an opposing group that's put up the sign?
Possibly, but I haven't been able to find out.
Same, I haven't been able to find out either. It's a real whodunit.
I think it was the coal mine people themselves put that up.
Oh, okay. Do you know how long it's been there for? Or?
Maybe 6 months. No mines, little triangles have been around a lot longer than that.
If you were to try and convince someone who was against it why they should be for it, what would you say to them?
I would only talk about jobs. The last mine I worked at would have all apprenticeships going all the time. I mean, when you look at the town this size, if you can get 12 apprenticeships, it's going to be a great boost to the whole town.
Morton Resources didn't respond to my requests for an interview. I had so many questions to ask about the legacy of Cougar Energy, their plans for the future, and not to mention whether they or someone else put up the mysterious billboard outside of Kingaroy. But before I resign myself to not solving the mystery of the billboard, I got a tip-off from the local council. The billboard had been erected without approval, meaning it wasn't put there by Morton Resources.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mr. Bailey?
Speaking.
Glenn Bailey is the namesake for Bailey's Earthmoving, in a house gated up from view of the highway. It's his private property that the More Mines, More Jobs, More Future billboard is sitting on. I was just wondering if you knew anything about who put the sign there, because there's no name on it, so.
Yeah, mate, I put it there myself, eh? It's actually my own personal sign, that one there. We put it there ourselves, mate. We're a small business ourselves. Obviously, there's no mines going on. There's no future for anyone else up in this area.
So have you ever met anyone from Morton Resources?
No.
I was honestly struck by the sincerity of Mr. Bailey. And immediately, I wanted to know his motivations for making such a bold and very visible statement of his beliefs, entirely out of his own pocket.
You know, we've had a mine here for 30-odd years now, and it's never affected anyone. So, what's wrong with a coal mine? They've got to get power from somewhere. All these people that whinge about not having a mine, they all live in wooden houses and build wooden fireplaces. They don't mind cutting trees down. It sort of gets a bit annoying. Everyone's negative against everything, but it's all right for them. They're all retired and got them. It's all us fellas that are still in our 40s and 50s trying to make somewhere in our life to get ahead.
Has anyone ever come up to you before and been like, what's up with that sign?
Oh, I've had people ask me about it, yeah, different people around there and ask me why I put it there, and that's exactly the reason why I put it there, because everyone else puts a sign up saying no mines and all this sort of stuff. Well, you know, well, as far as we're, you know, there's a majority, like everyone's obviously not going to be right. Some of us are for it, some of us are against it. And I'm just one of the people that are for it in the mining. Anyone that has a go here that's young and got young families here and want to make a living or trying to get ahead, well, you know, if you, obviously if you don't have a mine, there's nothing else out in the South Burnett here. Nothing at all.
Have you ever had anyone come and, like, deface the sign?
Or? Not at this stage anyway. It probably wouldn't surprise me, but most people already know I've been here for a long time and now I've got pretty big dogs and that around the yard here, so most people aren't that stupid. Most people are pretty good out here, you know, like if you got your beliefs and your disbeliefs. I mean, if we all had the same beliefs, it would be a terrible world to live in, wouldn't it? See, what I always tell everyone, it's like religion, mate. Some people believe it and some people don't. I said, but, you know, what makes your beliefs any better than my beliefs?
Now, I spend most of my days thinking about coal, but I've never quite thought of coal as a religion. But here in Kingaroy, it's an almost ideological debate between those who can trust the rebranded Morton Resources, who believe or want to believe in more mines, more jobs, more future, and those who simply can't, like John from the Kingaroy Concerned Citizens Group.
We've always had what we call the nightmare scenario, and that is that the proposal did gather legs and credibility, and that somehow it was on sale to a bigger, more experienced company, and that instead of combating this company, which we think has some pretty poor corporate history, that suddenly we had to battle a well-resourced, experienced big miner who really knew what they were doing and were determined to get it.
Which might just be Morton Resources' plan. Peter O'Connor is a mining industry analyst based in Sydney and familiar with this proposal.
Morton Resources is what I'd call an asset play, a junior exploration company. It's positioning itself to be larger, but likely to be bought by somebody else along the way. But I do know the background of Cougar Energy, and unfortunately in the investment community, a lot of people don't have very long memories, and to say their history is, I wouldn't say checkered, but it's not perfect. At this stage, they're promising a lot, but they don't actually have a lot. So they only recently, as you know, on 24 May, submitted their mine application for the Kingaroy area with a view that they hope to get it in 2 years. Now, if you follow coal and coal applications, it could be 2 years, it could be three. In Adani's case, it could be five, it could be 10.
And so what do you know of the Morton Resources, sort of their proposed product?
From the area that it's suggested to come, it's in a low-grade steaming coal area, with the whole coal narrative looking like it's peaked globally. Sponsorship for that particular commodity, it just seems harder and more challenging, and not least because banks and insurance companies are now backing away from funding. One of your key sources of funding and insuring is drying up, and small companies like Morton can't survive, and even larger companies would struggle as well.
And the simple fact is that people have sometimes got to move on in their lives, and in this sort of situation, you can't do that. Well, I've no doubt it's got potential of happening elsewhere, but I can see that there's a change in the mindset of the Australian public now. People are worried about climate change. People have seen that you can use solar power to reduce the carbon footprint that you've got on the environment. And if we look out the window here, you can see in the distance there's going to be, there's 19 wind turbines out there now. There'll be 115 wind turbines, and while coal might need to make up a certain percentage still of the base power load, I can see that there's going to be this change to solar and wind power, and the need for these mining projects like this are going to dramatically diminish.
Ultimately, I wanted to hear from someone in this community who benefited from this idealised future in mining so many believe in. The future that many in this region, like Mr. Bailey, believe will allow the community to prosper. The O'Sullivan's son, Jacob, like me, works in the coal industry. He's now an electrician up in Queensland's Bowen Basin, Australia's biggest and most productive coal basin. I asked him whether he believed in more mines, more jobs, more future.
You know, I'm not against mining, I don't think at all, but I think, you know, where and when a mine happens requires some nuance, and I don't think whoever paid for that sign had, you know, put a lot of thought into that. That seems to be the general feeling a lot of people have. They see people that go up there to work and they make all this money, and they probably just connect the dots and think, well, if we have one here, that's got to be good too. It works up there. It's not going to last forever. People seem to have this idea that, you know, you put a mine in, well, you know, it's there forever. Jobs forever. It's not. It's a temporary thing. People will get jobs that pay better than any other job they would have been able to get for a while. You're digging something out of the ground, and at some point it's going to run out and it's going to shut down. And then what?
And those mining towns where he works, what are they like? The type of town that Kingaroy might become.
It's either fly-in or drive-in, drive-out culture. It's nobody's generally living in those towns because they like them. It's, this is where we can come to get paid. We're going to come and we're going to do our 1 week or our 2 weeks or 10 days or whatever it is, and then we're going to go somewhere we do like to spend it. People, in my opinion, treat those towns as just a necessary evil. It's just somewhere where we get to sleep and we can buy some beer and cigarettes and fill up our cars while we're here. And then we go home. I don't think they think of that.
But even if Morton Resources' proposal is doomed and the market for thermal coal is diminishing, will that stop speculators from sniffing around Kingaroy, waiting to propose a new mining development lease, an MDL? Will there always be an uncertain future for people living with coal under their feet?
The short answer is absolutely, it'll be passed on to somebody else. Why? And probably the key lesson learned in the last 2 weeks is the recent election, the federal election. We learned from the federal election that Australia's got quite different demographic views about employment, about coal, about climate change, and I think we learned from the election down here in the southern states, don't underestimate how different people think. And that MDL could survive and potentially change hands multiple times under that type of narrative, which is in Queensland, which is we want jobs. But that's where it's not zero, the probability, because you've got a supportive political backdrop, you've got a supportive potentially some stakeholders in the area who want jobs, and that thematic of the Queensland voter seem to be voting in favour of that. So that MDL is still going to survive out there, and it'll survive until somebody realises that it just ain't worth it.
Coal Country was produced by Nicola van der Weddering, with technical production from Rose Parker and Bella Tropiano. The supervising producer was Claudia Taranto. I'm Miyuki Okiranta, and I'll catch you here next time within Earshot.